Well, you know, the solution I have is really a very simple one, and that is if we go back and we look throughout history, there have been so many times when the Christians and the Arabs and the Jews got along just fine, lived together, did commerce together, built cities together, took care of each other, had a community together. But it seems that every once in a while we'll get these leaders who stand up there and claim that this invisible man who lives in the clouds and talks only to them is saying, go forth and smite these other people and bring their wealth and give it to me. And going back again to my own family history, of course, in the 1490s in Spain, my family, the Riveros, had been nobility. We had coats of arms. We had even fought in the Crusades to get the old homestead back. That didn't work out. And then in 1490, Isabella asked the Pope for permission to cleanse Spain, which was an excuse to eject the Jews and confiscate their property. And my family got caught up in that, and rather than lose their property, they converted, which didn't stick either. I'm not Catholic either. But, I mean, people can get along just fine. People naturally get along just fine. It's these individual leaders who become fanatical, who become hallucinated, who start listening to the voices in their head and thinking that that is some deity talking to them, the way George Bush says that God has told him to go and attack Iraq and who knows what all else. So I think my suggestion for living in peace is we've got to identify the sociopaths at birth and drown them right then and not let them get into elected office or inherited office or appointed office, because it is the nature of power that it tends to attract the very people who should not have it. And we need to find a mechanism where those kind of people are never allowed to get that kind of power.